I have 10 o'clock. So it's 10 o'clock. I'll call a meeting in order of the Board of Assessment Review for March 14th, 2025. I believe there are changes to the agenda, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the board. I do have a few changes to the agenda. The removal of property assessment hearing 334-12.00-1321.00, Mark Slayton, and property assessment hearing 335-8.07-10.03 for Lawrence Franz. We can strike these items from the agenda.
Is that it? I see on the revised agenda there's names struck out of the consent agenda.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, they were updated when the amended on the agenda on March 11th.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there a motion to approve the amended agenda?
Motion to approve the amended agenda.
Is there a second?
I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the amended agenda. We will vote. Mrs. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Mrs. Angel?
Aye.
And Mr. Davis?
Aye.
And I say aye. The motion passes. Let's see. Next is the approval of the minutes. We were just handed the minutes, so since we have time, I'm going to give everybody a few minutes to review them.
I have one correction to the minutes.
Okay.
Motion number six, the motion adopted reads five yes, but it should be four yes and one no. On the fourth page.
You're correct. Okay. Or motion to approve them as amended?
I will make the motion as amended.
And a second? So we have a motion to approve the minutes as amended or edited? Mrs. Godwin?
Yes.
Mrs. God?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Angel and Mr. Davis?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Motion passes. Consent agenda. Oh, public comment. Next to the agenda is public comment. Any member of the public present today may come forward to address the board. Any comments must be limited to items over which this board has control or jurisdiction and must not address the specifics of any appeal and must be limited to no more than 3 minutes. Please introduce yourself and your address.
Yes, my name is Mark Herlock, Sharptown Road. Whereas a formal witness can only testify to their own work product, Mr. Zook did not complete a regulatory compliant assessment and therefore cannot testify to that fact. He did not disclose assumptions or testify how Tyler's computer program performed its analysis, applied a market adjustments to comparable sales, or even how they determined the definition of market value. Because this board has not reviewed any USPAP compliant assessments, it is impossible for you to render a fair and impartial decision based upon misleading testimony. Mr. Zook is under oath to tell the whole truth, which includes the fact that he did not appraise the subject property of any hearings. By your own rules, he cannot testify to that which he did not author himself. Delaware Title 98312 requires the county to provide for inspection of assessments prior to appellant's hearing. It is the duty of this board to determine if assessment methods are correct. How can you determine if they are if you've never reviewed an assessment nor heard proper testimony? Mr. Keeler, as of this morning, no information has been posted for the March 17th meeting. I just want to remind you that I have no interest in your budgetary agendas or opinions of hypothetical valuations. I only advocate for appellant's right to due process. I will see you at the next meeting.
Thank you. Next is the consent agenda. Mr. Keeler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have three parcels on the consent agenda. First parcel, 334-18.00-83.13. Appellant Hilton and Kathleen Phillips, A. Second parcel, 532-20.10-9.00. Appellant Amber and Raymond Carrick. Third parcel, 533-19.00-1159.00. Appellant Thomas DiGirolamo. That is it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion on the consent agenda?
I make a motion to proceed with the consent agenda.
Approve or deny?
Approve.
Approve the consent agenda. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent. The items on the consent agenda. Godwin?
Yes, I approve.
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. Davis?
Aye.
And I say aye. Motion passes. Next on our agenda is first two were stricken, so our next item is appeal hearings, and the first one is 1105. So if someone would like, I'd entertain a motion to recess till 11 a.m.
Make the motion to a recess till 11.
Second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recess until 11 a.m. Mrs. Godwin?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
And I say aye. So we are in recess until 11 a.m.